This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, panhandling. An update on a case that was against a listener of ours, Virgil Vaduva from TruthVoice.com. We've got that story with you in studio tonight. It's Ian. Oh, sorry, TJ. Try that one more time.
And TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
All right. So, so we were talking about voting, the Constitution Party, and this Constitution Party presidential candidate, Daryl somebody?
Daryl Castle.
Who he says he's more libertarian than the Libertarian Party candidate, Gary Johnson, which is not hard to be more libertarian than Gary Johnson because he's not really a libertarian, by what I can tell. But it doesn't sound like the Constitution Party guy even measures up to Gary Johnson so far. Constitution Party seems to stand for a theocracy, a very religious-based government.
Well, let me just
itself on
say,
you.
But before we continue, let me just say that neither candidate is running in accordance with their party's platform.
Okay.
So, finish your thought.
That was it. I wanted to hear from you. Brought the story in originally.
Yes.
It was some show that he was on.
It was an interview he did with Liberty Hangout.
Okay.
So it's a text based. It was not audio in any way. So the next question that they asked that we're going through.
This is after he's claimed to be more libertarian.
Yes. The interviewer says, I've heard you say that you're in favor of a secure border. What exactly would your immigration policy entail? Is it the same or similar to Donald Trump's? And what is the constitutional basis for your policy? Castle responds, I believe that securing the border, i.e. protecting it so no one enters without consent and halting immigration completely until that is accomplished, is one of the most important issues America faces. The halt to immigration would last until we could be sure who is coming in and with what intent. Next question. Do you see yourself taking an interventionist approach or non-interventionist approach to foreign policy?
Let's wait on that because totally different issue. So on immigration here, he's saying he wants to completely stop anyone from coming into the United States until they can get things sorted out.
That's basically what he's saying, but I really don't know how he intends to do that.
Well, that's just it. I mean, this is the big promise from people like Donald Trump.
Well, Trump says he's going to build a wall. Castle's not saying he wants to build a wall. He's just saying, let's stop it until we can figure out what's going on.
Well, in order to stop that from happening, you would have to have a wall and a police state, right? That would be...
You would have to have a police state, definitely.
You'd have to have...
It's funny we're talking about this, because actually just this morning, James and I went to Canada. And so we parked our car in the casino because we didn't want to take our car. We did the border search exception. So we sanitized ourselves, removed all our computers, all our phones from our body. We didn't want to be searched and have that stuff possibly fall in the wrong hands. And so it was just like you go up there and you're sweating. You're like, please, God, please don't let them, you know.
So you walked across.
We walked across on Rainbow Bridge. And it's it was just the striking contrast between Canadian border patrol and the U.S. Border Patrol.
Now, this is a major crossing point.
Oh, yeah, a major crossing point at Niagara Falls.
How many people were on foot?
At that time, it was like 6 a.m. Just us.
Okay.
And there was one Canadian Border Security Agency lady, and she had tattoos all over her arms. She was a really cool-looking lady. Yep. And I said, what are you coming here for Canada for? She said, oh, well, for breakfast. And she said, oh, let me Google some restaurants. And very good customer service. And there was like one door, and walk out, welcome to Canada. And so it was fairly
She took your passport?
Yeah. Okay. Scanned it and entered it into the text.
Did you get a pat-down?
No.
Did you get a pat-down on the way back?
Well, that's actually my story.
All right,
so
we'll get to that.
We get to that, and we enter the U.S.
Hold on. So you went to Canada, and where did you end up eating?
We went to eat up at Tim Hortons.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Well, it was 6 a.m. in Niagara Falls. Nothing was open. Right. We wanted
Tim
to have
Hortons,
some Canadian fare.
For people that have never heard of it, apparently is
Canadian
some kind
Dunkin'
of
Donuts.
Chain.
Right. It's a Canadian Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have donuts. They
I just found out about this thing a couple days ago.
Yeah, and a lot of people rave about them, and I've tried them, and they're they're great stuff.
To write home
I mean, it's like Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
so.
it's not really that special at all.
But, you know, coming back, what was the purpose of your visit? Oh, where'd you guys eat? How'd you guys meet? It was like, the whole thing is, what kind of store did you run? Oh, I ran a thrift store. Where did you guys meet? How are you been? And there were six of them, and we had to wait for about a minute or two.
Now, did you try to not show the passport on the way back in?
Oh, heck no.
That's no fun.
I had to get back here, and I said, I do not want to spend my time. These Border Patrol and ICE can be very vindictive.
True.
There's something called text.
For half hour.
Text, Treasury Enforcement Communication System. Any Border Patrol agent can put anything they want in there. So if they write, this person is combative and highly suspicious, always give them secondary.
Is that subject to freedom of information?
No. No, it is not.
So it would be interesting to read that.
Under Title 5, United States Code, Section 552A, otherwise known as the Privacy Act, text is exempted. So
even my own file on text is exempted?
Text. Yeah, you can see. Basically, like if you were a suspect in a smuggling ring, it would be there. So the Border Patrol agent would say, you know, in the event of this person crossing, contact this
search
agent.
Yeah.
Search them and search their media, put a stop on their passport. And it's actually, I mean, you know, they scan your passport and they look and say it's valid, not valid. And they also check for warrants. And that was our primary purpose. I said, I don't want to go to the local police station to see if we have any outstanding warrants. Not that we should, but here's the thing you need to know, by the way. If someone just pretends to be you, like if they get pulled over and they say, sir, I don't have my driver's license, but my name's TJ the Spy, and they give my name, date of birth, social security number, and then they don't show up to court, that court's going to issue a bench warrant for TJ the Spy.
Mm.
Well, if I, the innocent, real TJ the Spy, get pulled over and they run my license, that warrant's going to pop on a 1028J2, which is what the police call a once warrants query. Well, they happened to do that. I said, look, we're near Ian, so if I get arrested, one of us gets arrested because we have some traffic warrant that's not ours, it's better just to get it done now. And so they do that when you enter the United States. If you have a warrant for some jurisdiction, that'll pop on their screen. And that was what we were doing.
Now, how many hours is it from Niagara to Keene? Isn't that like an eight-hour drive?
Yeah, but we were coming back from Illinois anyway, okay. So we were passing by. And he just said, you want to go to Canada? I said, sure, let's get our criminal records checked while we're at it. Because if we're wanted for questioning or if there's a warrant for our arrest and we try to cross back in the U.S., they're going to detain us. So they screen became back green. There was a green border around both our things. So I'm like, okay, we're both good. If there was a red border, we'd have secondary, and then they'd get the... We'd have a bunch of problems then. So,
how long were you detained in the U.S. side?
About, I'd say, maybe 2 to 3 minutes. And a lot of that was just waiting. So there were six agents standing around and said, do not approach until the green light comes. And they're like, okay. And like they had to get six agents, and we're the only two people there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of comical, like how fast CBSA was compared to the U.S. Border Patrol. And I thought about not answering their questions, but I knew better. I mean, that's the thing, is I have a constitutional right to say, you know, what's the purpose of your visit? I'm not telling you. I'm a U.S. citizen. I have a right to enter this country.
When you're coming back.
You're coming back.
But if you want to get into Canada, you've got to answer the question.
Canada, I have to do whatever they say, because Canadian Border Security, they can deny me entry for any reason they see fit.
They denied me.
Yep. Well, you have a criminal record.
Yep.
And so you have to spend $300 and get Canadian pardons and rehabilitated. It's a whole process.
There's a Canadian process, but you've talked about the U.S. side, that there is a way to wipe off convictions from your record. Was it an annulment?
Yes.
Now, it's obviously going to be easier.
Just for those who are going to yell at me, annulment, sealing, and expungement mean the same thing. It's just some states call them different things.
I see. So when I went to Canada and they told me if I try to come back to Canada within the next decade, I'll be arrested on felony charges.
Correct.
Because I have a couple of misdemeanor convictions.
Correct. That you've not been rehabilitated in Canada for. So rehabilitation's a process where you spend like $200-$300. You go for an interview.
Yeah.
They say, have you learned your lesson? Are you a good person? They have character references, and they make a decision of whether you can be admitted into Canada in the future.
So it's not like in Idiocracy, Monday Night Rehabilitation, where they'd send out the monster truck to try and run you over in the Waymobile?
A lot of people in the old days, they don't realize, but like DWI, that's a very serious felony in Canada. It would be akin to, assault and battery here in the United States. It's mandatory jail time, and people have found out the hard way. They had had like a DWI conviction 10, 20 years ago, they go to Canada. In the old days, Canadian authorities wouldn't know about your U.S. criminal record because we didn't routinely share. But now Canada and the U.S., for police sharing information, it's practically the same country. So as soon as you swipe your passport at CBSA Canadian Customs, if you have a DWI conviction, it's going to pop. And you will be denied entry, and you have to apply for rehabilitation. Anyway,
855 453. If you want to tell us your border crossing story, you can.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us on the radio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username... LRN.FM, And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Jax is probably the best Bitcoin wallet you're going to find out there right now. It not only will allow you to access your Bitcoin, but also your Ether and DAO tokens. JAXX.io is where you can go to download Jax, and you can get it for cross-platform. So there's Windows, Mac, Linux versions. There's browser plugins for Jax, Firefox, Chrome. There's, of course, iOS devices and Android devices can also run this thing. There's, to my knowledge, not another wallet out there that's cross-platform like that. That's pretty awesome. But also, it's super easy to back up and recover your funds. The designers of Jax do not have access to your funds. All your user data is stored client-side. And it's Jax's ultimate aim to build you a digital command center for your life. It will eventually give you control over coins. You've got that now. Currencies, contracts, identity, and more. They've got big plans for Jax, and it's already a great start. So go and check it out. Download it for free at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. As we continue here we were talking about the border, crossing the border. TJ, I think you pretty much told your story. Was there something you left out, or did...
No, I mean, we were debating, so coming back into the country, we were debating. I mean, this is the real, well, I'd like to point out, well, what's the problem? You know, like, just answer a few questions. Like, well, what if you don't want to answer the questions? What if they say... Coming back in. Like, what if that Border Patrol agent, instead of saying, well, what type of sexual positions do you like to have?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you have sex? Well, when do you draw the line of what questions? And so
right.
Some of the questions they ask are very personal. And if they say, we want to search your laptop, you can't say no. When you cross the border, that's called crazy. It's called the border search exception. So the Fourth Amendment says you have a right to say no to a police officer to having them search your device or person if they don't have a probable cause. And a warrant in some case. I mean, in many cases, they need a warrant. So when you cross the border, you are implicitly waiving your right.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, if they wish, they may search your laptop. They can ask you any question you want. And, you know, coming into the U.S., we were debating, did we want to, like, stage a little protest and say, what was the how long were you in Canada? I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent.
To invoke our right to detain you.
Yep. We have every right to detain you for 7 hours and search your vehicle and give you a pat down and make your life miserable.
Which is one reason why you parked on the U.S. side and walked over to Canada and then walked back. So that way, if they're going to search, all they can search is your body.
Yes, which we didn't have anything on us.
And did they search your body?
No.
They didn't search us either when we tried our little experiment last year at Porkfest. We tried to cross over at Derby Line, Vermont, over across the border. Did you ever see that video?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And, you know, you're not allowed to take pictures. So I was reading a court case. You're not allowed to take pictures inside the facility.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
But we had an audio recording because New York State is a one-party consent state.
Really?
So we were audio recording the thing, hoping that they would become a... I mean, that's the thing. Some officers are very nice and congenial. Mm-hmm. Others are very aggressive.
I had a good cop, bad cop in my case.
And it really just depends on the luck of the draw. But, I mean... You should be in fear because those people hold the keys to your freedom.
Sure.
They can say you're not allowed to leave. Or they can say you're not allowed to... I mean, in the case if you're a U.S. citizen, they can't say you're not going to come back
in. Well, what they can say is you can come in if you're a U.S. citizen, but we have to determine whether or not you're a U.S. citizen. And so until
8 hours later, you've missed your flight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people, like at these Border Patrol checkpoints... They just say, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen. All right, have a nice day. They don't want to be bothered. And that's one of the problems. If people aren't willing to say, officer, I know you're trying to do a job, but that question has no relevance to whether I'm a terrorist or not. Where I ate for lunch is none of your business. And it isn't. You know, that truly is the matter of fact. It is none of the police's business. Yeah, and that's what they are. They are law enforcement officers. The Border Patrol and ICE, Immigration Customs Foreman, they're law enforcement officers. They're conducting criminal investigations. When you're going through that checkpoint, they're conducting a criminal investigation.
Right.
Everyone could be a smuggler. Anyone could be a terrorist. And so their job is to try and get something on you. And if you say something like, oh, yeah, I bought an orange or I bought a Cuban cigar, that was the thing. We wanted to go up there to Canada.
Oh, don't say you bought a Cuban cigar.
Well, no, that was the thing.
That's contraband, right?
Yes. And it is actually the Office of Treasury, they assert extraterritorial jurisdiction over all U.S. citizens anywhere in the world. So Tom DeLay, former Speaker of the House, he went up to Canada and was smoking a Cuban cigar, which is illegal to have here in the United States because of the embargo, or was. And the Treasury Department released a memo, and you can look up it up on the internet. They said, we'd like to remind all U.S. citizens that consumption of Cuban goods anywhere in the world is prohibited.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, I'm not. That is honest hand towards God. You can look it up on the internet. I can pull it up for you.
What?
On the next break.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up on the next break if you want.
Wow, wow.
So, yes, if you are a U.S.
So
citizen.
So doing something legal in another country is still illegal in the United
yes.
States if they can prove that you did it?
Correct.
Yes.
Now, they never enforce it, but they could. So they wanted Tom DeLay to know that, yes, he could have been arrested for smoking a Cuban cigar
wow.
in Canada. Which it
oh,
goes, I mean, this is, okay, I'd like all of you listening, there is a concept of called make me. You know, if the U.S. government wants to say, yeah, you're a U.S. citizen, you're not allowed to drink Cuban rum anywhere in the world, I say, okay, make me. Go ahead and enforce that law. In fact, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of myself drinking Cuban rum in Canada, and I'm going to mail it to the Department of Homeland Security headquarters and say, please arrest me next time I come over the border because I broke your rules. I broke your rule. I bought an embargo from an embargoed country.
Yeah, I mean, if you're admitting it, then they would have all the evidence.
That's probable cause for an arrest. They absolutely could arrest me, yes.
If
I would have bought a Cuban cigar, which I didn't because they were all closed. So the only reason I didn't commit a felony or a felony today and purchase product from an embargoed country today was because all the shops were closed in Canada. It was 6 a.m. We were watching the sunrise. Rise over Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. It really is quite
sounds
pretty.
Nice. I've heard the visual is better on the Canadian Niagara side than the U.S.
Is that because Canada isn't necessarily good to look at, or why is the view better?
The view of the falls.
It's just supposedly better.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You get to see the American, so you can't really see the American Falls from the American side, so you have to be on the Canadian side to see the American Falls and the Horseshoe Falls. But it's really funny because you're going across, and it's like, well, they have all this razor wire, but if you were hell-bent on entering the U.S. illegally, all you'd have to do is just find one of the points in the river, downriver, where nobody's watching, and just swim across or boat across. There's nobody stopping you. So it's a felony to cross a border without going through border security or border checkpoint or checking in.
Right.
And I know that... It's just, and I know all this because I had what was called the Nexus card. So Nexus and Sentry were the trusted traveler programs where you pay $75, they run your fingerprints, they ask you a whole bunch of questions about whether you're a terrorist or not, and then they give you a special card that says this person's a super duper trustworthy citizen. Don't harass them as
super
much.
Super status.
Yeah. And I kid you not, when I got my Nexus card, it went from, what is the purpose of your visit? How long will you be staying? What do you do for a living? Where did you get the money for this trip? Where will you be staying? Who do you know in Canada? Why are you coming to Canada? Do you have any drugs or weapons or what do you have in your car? How much money do you have?
Mr. Spy. Come on in.
No, honest to God, when I got the Nexus card for that $75, it was, is Missouri MO or MI? And I said, oh, Missouri abbreviations MO. And I said, welcome to Canada. And I just had this moment of what the hell just happened. It was like a breath of pre-9/11 fresh air. Because I am old enough to remember when you could actually go into Canada, they didn't check your ID. You just said, oh, yeah, I'm here to visit Canada. I'm an American.
Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. And there's more about this Constitution Party guy, Daryl, that you're going to share with us on the way here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves with us. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, it's lrn.fm. Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and it gives us liberty-minded folks an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately, Roger Veer's on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose the objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he'll donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, which is $50,000 apiece. You can learn more about this challenge at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. More about the Constitution Party candidate, some of the positions on the issues in moments. First, to the phones and the fun. Ken is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Ken, doing great. Go ahead.
Calling about I had a comment about crossing over into Canada. I drive a truck, and I go into Canada quite a bit. And the crazy thing is that the worst part of the trip is actually coming back into the U.S.
Yep.
Going into Canada is usually hassle-free. Coming back into the U.S. is it can be a nightmare at times, just like TJ was saying. And the funny thing is that a lot of what I haul into Canada is actually explosives.
Oh, God. I bet you have a wonderful time going through customs.
Well, going into Canada, they have no problem. You know, they'll just say, where are you going? And I'll tell them, and they scan the paperwork and say, welcome to Canada, eh? But coming back, yep. all the, I'll be coming back empty, and they'll give me the third degree. You know, just get out of the truck. Don't look at it. Stand over there. You know, keep your hands out of your pockets. It's insane.
Yeah, and then they tear the, oh, there's a little bit of trim that's been misplaced. That's a common, the affiance search, that's a common technique that drug dealers use to hide their contraband. So then they strip your truck, take all the trim off, don't find anything, and say, okay, you're free to go.
You
now that we
put it back on.
You can put it back on yourself.
Yeah, I've not had to go that far, but I've been, I've had the vehicle searched, any number of times, and they're very, very unpleasant people for the most part. Occasionally there's a good one, but the other sad thing is that, coming back in, in Canada, if you ever see a police officer, usually because something has gone wrong, an accident, wreck, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back in, I just came in a few days ago, and, coming across the border, the first thing I see is a, policeman sitting there waiting with the radar going, and, another one down the line, a couple miles after that, So it's kind of sad to come back in here on Independence Weekend, so-called, and come back into what is essentially a police state. So happy liberty, everyone.
Yeah, I would imagine it would wear on you real fast if you had to keep going through that. And
well, that's why you get the, I think it was Global, what's the name for the truckers? They have a special thing where you got expedited crossing because you've been through a background check, so it's not Nexus, but I think it's
Doze. Fast.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So,
Ken, thanks for sharing your experience tonight, and drive safe out there. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for your service. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. We're live in the studio here tonight, and you can bring up what you want. We're talking about the election and this guy running for the Constitution Party, Daryl Castle.
Yes.
He's saying he's more libertarian than Libertarian Party presidential candidate Gary Johnson. And you're continuing with an interview that he did with which website was it?
Liberty Hangouts. So they asked, do you see yourself taking an interventionist approach or non-interventionist approach to foreign policy? In short, how would a Castle administration handle our foreign conflicts? I'm a non-interventionist, he says. Mind your own business, candidate. I would only
he wants to intervene in gay marriage.
He doesn't say that.
No? Okay. All right.
He said, I would only involve us in foreign conflicts if the United States was directly threatened and in danger. Next question, what's your view on the drug war? And what would be your approach to drugs as president from a constitutional standing?
And this is where he diverts from the Constitution Party guidebook or platform or whatever.
Yes, he says, I view the drug war as a total failure and would stop it immediately. The United States certainly has a right to determine what crosses its borders, but in a general drug policy should be on a state level. I personally favor decriminalization of drugs.
All right.
This next question ties in with drug policy. Do you see a role for the federal government in regulating and or prohibiting things such as prostitution, gambling, smoking, polygamous relationships, or any other activities made by consenting adults? No, I really don't. States are free, of course, to regulate if their people prefer it, but I see no constitutional role in such things except possibly to control the spread of pandemic diseases or something of that nature. So, even there, his answer on that question seems a little bit better than Gary Johnson's answer when Gary was on with Tucker Carlson and couldn't answer the question about polygamy.
That's true. And Gary Johnson has said he only wants to see marijuana legalized.
Yes.
Yep.
The next question here, if you are elected and could only accomplish three things, what would they be?
Interesting
First,
question.
He says, secure the border, control immigration. Second, and this is where he definitely diverges from Gary Johnson, he says, withdraw from the United Nations, NATO, TPP, NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, WTO, etc.
So that's Johnson. Kind of a John Birch Society type person there.
And Johnson says stay in all that stuff.
Johnson said recently that one of his advisors told him that TPP promoted free markets.
Oh, boy.
The third thing he says is end the Federal Reserve and return monetary policy to Congress where the Constitution places it.
You've already lost the voters. The return monetary policy. Oh, God.
He's in the Constitution Party. The voters will never even hear from this guy.
Rapid fire. Who would you nominate for the U.S. Supreme Court? He says Herb Titus. He's a Harvard lawyer, constitutional lawyer, and an old friend. Plans on being on the ballot in 42 states.
He could technically win.
In theory, yes, if they wind up getting on those 42 ballots.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, Ron Paul endorsed Chuck Baldwin and yourself when you were the VP for the Constitution Party. Are you seeking Dr. Paul's endorsement? He says, yes, I am, and would be honored by it. And finally, is taxation theft? How do you think Gary Johnson would answer a similar question?
I don't think he would say yes. I don't think Johnson would say yes to that.
TJ?
Where's taxation's theft?
Well, we know taxation's
no,
theft.
How do you think Gary Johnson would answer the question?
I don't know, because I consider Jerry Johnson a kind of a liberal-leaning Republican. I don't consider him a libertarian. But
and Gary was asked a very similar question in Pennsylvania. I forget exactly how he answered it, but it was not the same way that Daryl Castle answers this question.
Okay.
Yes, especially when we are directly taxed by the federal government.
All right, Daryl, what is your opinion then? I mean, is Daryl Castle more of a libertarian than Gary Johnson?
I wouldn't say more of, but based on what I'm reading here, he damn sure ain't less of one.
The party platform is way worse. I mean, if you compare
yes.
Libertarian Party platform to Constitution Party platform, it's night and day. Huge difference. Constitution Party is a scary religious, shove your religion down your throat
yes.
with the force of the state kind of party, banning anything that's fun, banning, you know, prostitution, gambling, drugs, prohibitions
yeah.
on gay marriage, on, you know, polygamy or whatever.
By the way, I'd like to say that the state has created this whole gay marriage issue in the first place.
By being involved in marriage.
Well, by giving tax. So, I mean, here's the thing. I've been legally married in the state of California to another man, and, you know, I don't need a piece of paper. Like, can you imagine me and James, like, oh, I don't have a piece of paper. I can't love you, honey.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the real issue is the tax incentives, like the IRA incentive,
right.
the Family Medical Leave Act. There's all these benefits that come with having that government piece of paper.
Well, there may be benefits, but there's also the negatives of what happens during the divorce, which is where the
I've been through one of those,
yeah,
too.
Which is where the government gets to help decide on how things fall apart. Hey, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us here. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live's Live Independence Day Show.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Please join the Free Talk Live AMP program for $5 a month. It's a huge help to us when you AMP Free Talk Live. It allows us to market the show, to advertise Free Talk Live, to promote the things that we do, to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. $5 a month is all we ask from you. You get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group where there's always some new fresh conversation on a daily basis there. It's really a great, great Facebook group. There's not a lot I like about Facebook, but I do like the AMP forum there. So you can get into that. Also, we've got an AMP email list, the AMP-only phone lines and more, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that the regular podcast does. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard as well, right there on the site, amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. You get perks. So we really appreciate everybody who's taking the time to AMP the show. Even if you're, you had to drop out, people have to drop out due to financial difficulties hitting their lives. We appreciate everybody who has ever AMPed, and certainly the people who continue. Thank you. If you've yet to sign up, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference. AMPamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Jeff, listening in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Happy 4th of July, and I've got a 4th of July idea here. If they would get rid of anti-firework laws, then the parents could no parent's going to teach their child how to do something illegal, so that's why children get hurt with fireworks, because they're not taught how to operate them safely because of the anti-firework laws.
Well, I mean, anti-fireworks laws, I see what you're saying, that if there's a prohibition on fireworks and then kids are able to get their hands on fireworks,
how to operate them safely
if you can't have them.
Right.
I see where you're coming from there, that could lead. It would be interesting to see if there are higher deaths from fireworks in states where fireworks are prohibited as opposed to states where they're allowed.
Of course, I like to point out, who gets to decide for you? Like, sure, shooting fireworks, there is a risk of putting an eye out or getting
a hand finger off. Yeah.
Who gets to decide for you what risks you take for your own body? Should skydiving be banned? What about smoking? Smoking's very hazardous. That'll definitely kill you. Should that be banned? I mean, a lot of people would say yes, that the government should make it illegal to smoke. They should make skydiving illegal because sometimes parachutes fail to open. And as libertarians, we say, well, look, you are the owner of your life. You are the one and the only one. Maybe arguably your family and loved ones should have some say in this, but you're the one who ultimately has to make the decision what risks every day you want to accept or decline. So if you don't want to have a hand blown off, you can choose to not buy fireworks. But I really like shooting off fireworks, and I'm willing to take that risk because it's fun. But the government wants to impinge on my right to shoot off fireworks on my own private property, and I'm not bothering any of my neighbors. So you can make the noise argument complaint that if my neighbors are complaining about the noise, then that's a separate issue. But if you're just shooting fireworks off and nobody's complaining and just kids are having fun, I mean, it should be up to the parents to decide what risks their children are allowed to take.
Right. So I just found an article from CNN from a couple of days ago, and they claim that as firework laws are relaxed, injuries increase.
Hmm.
And I started reading the article, and they said that the injuries, particularly burns requiring hospital stays, quote, are especially high among people 20 and younger.
Yep. Yep.
Which means stupid teenagers.
Correct.
That think that they're invincible are doing stupid things.
Yeah, a lot of the times alcohol combined with fireworks results in blown up people. Well, hey, I got an idea. Motorcycles, those are very dangerous. People, yeah. You know, fall and they get skins. So we should ban motorcycles. You know?
And then they go on to say that as states have relaxed laws related to fireworks sales over the past decade, emergency doctors saw an increase in the number and severity of fireworks-related injuries among young people. Mm. And on the one hand, I kind of, you know, have to agree with their data, because in the places where it's more difficult or near impossible to get the fireworks, then, yeah, chances are you're not going to have as many people getting their hands on them.
Right. Odds are good.
And then mixing fireworks and alcohol.
Right. So in any state where fireworks are allowed, then anyone who wants to can get them. But in the states where they're prohibited, likely the people that live on the borders, so like in Massachusetts, it's you can't use fireworks.
Right.
But the people who live close enough to New Hampshire, they're going to make the trip to New Hampshire. They're going to go to a fireworks.
Right.
They're gonna
ultimately,
do it anyway.
I mean, this is one of the problems. If people don't complain, so if the government were to ban all the riding of all motorcycles, people would complain and the government would back off.
But if people said, okay, well, if you say we can't ride motorcycles, we won't, there's the government will just keep passing,
they'll keep doing it.
They'll keep taking more of your rights until you say, no, government, this is wrong. And I don't care if 90% of the population says motorcycles are dangerous, they should be illegal. I am the owner of my body. If I want to ride a motorcycle, I'm going to ride a motorcycle. And if you want to pull me over and fine me, again, make me. That's something that we need to learn as Americans, the make me doctrine.
Jeff, any other thoughts you want to share on fireworks? Go for it.
Jeff in Illinois, going once, going twice.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Okay. So basically, with people keep on, I hear on the radio and stuff and on Facebook, I see people calling for taking away of guns or, you know, so-called, you know, like semi-automatic, the ones that look like military ones and stuff like that. And that always, gun control confiscation always precedes dictatorship tyranny. You know, Hitler was for disarming the populace, and the Russian dictators all disarmed the people, and they killed 60 million in Russia after they took away their guns. And yeah. Solzhenitsyn,
well, you don't need guns. The police will protect you. You know, the state will provide all the security you need, so you don't need a gun to protect yourself. That's their statist R-type argument.
Yeah, and tell that to everybody who's waited for the police and, you know, had someone die in the meantime.
Well, you know, I would argue the police don't actually, it's not their responsibility to protect my life. It's my responsibility. If someone's trying to kill me, it's my responsibility to fend for my, you know, to protect myself. And
the federal courts agree with you that it's not the government's job to protect you.
Yes, the federal courts have said in the D.C., what was it, D.C. versus, I remember it was
there's
DC
been multiple cases.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Jeff, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Where the Supreme Court has ruled that the government at any level, not just the police, has no obligation to provide you with any service whatsoever. But the police don't have any obligation to provide you with their service.
Yes.
And so
if you're screaming, going, help, he's trying to kill me, and they go, oh, well, whatever, and they just ignore the call,
yep.
Guess what? You cannot sue the police.
No liability.
Supreme Court said so. They said that was actually a case where the woman was being raped.
That's correct.
She was screaming for help. The police heard her and just said, oh, well, whatever, or I forget exactly, but they didn't respond, and it took them like 30 minutes.
That's right.
And she sued because he got away, and so Supreme Court said, well, no, they have no obligation to render aid.
It's Warren versus District of Columbia.
That's right.
That's one of the most infamous ones, but that's just one of a myriad of cases.
So you know, you think about that, what the government says, you know, your defense of you and your family and your property is primarily your responsibility, as it should be. It's not my neighbor's job to protect my car from getting stolen. If I leave it unlocked with cash in the seat and someone comes and steals it, I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying the thief is morally justified in stealing, but I am saying it's my responsibility. If I want to not have my tire slashed, I should put a building around it. I should be nice to my neighbors and say, hey, will you watch my vehicle? Hey, for $100, will you protect my car? I mean, there's all kinds. That's the thing. The free market is amazing. You see all kinds of amazing solutions.
Well, if only we actually had a free market, yeah. Then imagine how great it would be. Because right now we don't have a free market, but it's still pretty amazing. The marketplace itself.
It gives us all wonderful things.
But, right. The marketplace will do its damnedest to do it, you know, to bring you those wonderful things at the lowest possible price, despite whatever roadblocks the government puts in its way. So the market is pretty darn good at avoiding the government's roadblocks and working around them.
By the way, I love the, you know, guns are very restricted in Mexico.
You can't have one.
Yeah. Well, you know, all the drug dealers have fully automatic AR-15s. In fact, in Narco Culturo, which is a documentary on Netflix, you see them all the... And it was funny. The military shows up to confiscate all the guns, and the town comes up and says, so what was the auto defensus? The townspeople were arming themselves, saying, we're tired of the cartels robbing us. It's not just that they're bringing drugs through.
So what were they arming themselves with?
AK-47s, AR-15s.
So illegally, then?
Yes, illegally.
The townspeople.
And the military showed up to confiscate all the guns, and the town people started showing up booing the military, saying, you guys are corrupt, we don't want you.
The military will probably confiscate the guns and then sell them to the drug dealers.
And so James and I were watching this. We were like, could you imagine doing that, having the National Guard, and all the townspeople were like, screw you, National Guard, we don't want
That'd
you.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, well, I mean, I said, yeah, I think, I mean, down in Mexico, apparently it's a very common, like, it's accepted to actually tell the military, you're corrupt, you're not wanted here, go away. And they did, and it was just amazing to watch.
Yeah, I would love to see that happen here in the United States. We hopefully started that process today with our NH exit protest, the second one happening here in New Hampshire. The first one was in Manchester. The next one's going to be out on the seacoast. We'll keep you in the loop of the NH exit scene. Meanwhile, check out Gerald W. Perry at libertylobby.xyz, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Welcome back, TJ.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you...